Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for July the 18th, 2026. The world is going quickly, isn't it? It's just everything is in a flux. The other day, I got a phone call from a gentleman that he says I know him, and, you know, I probably forgot, you know, who he is, that it's been years, and I really don't know him, and he thinks I do. So he phoned me, and he said, "I've lost my faith. I'm down and out." And then he said, "Help me with my faith. Help thou my disbelief," huh? That's what we think faith is. If you look up the word faith in the dictionary, it says a strong belief in God or in the doctrines of a religion based on spiritual apprehension rather than proof. It's a tough one, isn't it? What is faith? People try to talk themselves into faith. They think that if they have the faith of a grain of mustard seed, as it is often referred to, that they will have anything they want. Jesus even said that if we had the faith of a grain of mustard seed, we would find our tree growing, you know, beyond our wildest dreams. What is this faith? Is it a conviction? It's something that we have talked ourselves into, something we can, quote unquote, trust and believe in, even though it belays our logic and reasoning. What is faith? Well, if I tell you what it is, which I will, and Dale, I hope this helps you. I don't remember you, so forgive me. I'm old. And I don't really get too much wrapped up in this thing of faith. Because it is so easily misunderstood. But when you can trust in something that is greater than your, let's say, ideals, or is greater than what you can believe in, or greater than the thoughts you may have, then you come to a place where the demeanor of yourself is the faith. And this comes with humility. If you are a humble person, you never lose your faith. If you are a prideful person, you will lose your faith. But faith is not something you work on to say, "I have faith." Faith is underlined in the goodness of your nature. And if you do not have a sense of the goodness of your nature, you will not have what you think of as the faith that would move a mountain. There's an old story here, as there always is. One old woman who was worried about a mountain very much said, "This is good. I will have to try this. I will move that mountain with my faith that was in her backyard." She didn't like this mountain because it would cast a shadow on her house and make it very dark and stuffy. So she went back into the backyard, looked at the mountain, said, "I have faith. Be ye gone." Okay? And it didn't disappear. She did it again. It didn't disappear. She closed her eyes and said, "I have faith, now move." And it didn't happen. The mountain was still there. She started laughing uproariously. She said, "I already knew it wasn't going to happen." And she went back into her house. This is the way we are. We don't understand. Faith is not something that we command, you know, something to be moved, like move that mountain. Faith is a quality of our goodness. And if I have no real goodness in me, if I have vengeance and pride, vanity, if I have basically given myself over to logic and reasoning, no matter what I say or how I pronounce my convictions, which isn't faith, but it's a conviction, and we like to think it is, that is the way it's going to be, and that's the way it's going to end up. So when the going gets tough and the tough get going, the sad part about it is we try to make faith a mental condition. We try to make it something that bends and contorts the world to our will. And that is not the way it works. You have to see through the veil of the world. If you really want faith, Dale, if you really want it, you're going to have to work upon yourself. You're going to have to see beyond the veil of logic and reasoning, beyond the veil of the manifested world. You're going to have to see it for what it is. It is simply a world, and that many of the things that are in it, in fact, all of them, are subject to delusion and illusion. And if I am deluded by the idea of what it means to have faith, if I'm deluded by the illusion that I see before me in some condition or situation, and I think I can apply my quote-unquote faith to it and be convinced, use my hard-edged mind to make myself quote-unquote believe it, I have a great deal of difficulty. Many years ago, a man came to me, and I was a teenager, and he said, let's go see this faith healer. And I looked at him, and I kind of went, I don't know. And he said, no, let's go. So Catherine Kuhlman was her name. And we went to L.A., to the Coliseum or the something. I forget what it was. And there she was, laying her hands on people and telling them they were healed. A guy came in who was crippled, and she zapped him with her whatever. Later on in India, I saw the real thing, so this was a real amazement to me. So he walked, and I looked at it, and I thought, that's interesting. So a couple of hours later, I'm in the bathroom urinating, and they bring this guy in a wheelchair. And I turned around, and while I was washing my hands, I looked at him and I asked, what happened? He said, I don't know. He said, I thought I had the faith to heal my legs, but I evidently didn't. He said, the minute I got off the stage, about an hour later, he said, I was back in the same old, same old. He said, I didn't have enough faith. Well, I don't know. I don't do this kind of stuff of thinking I know anything. But the truth of the matter seemed to me to be that when you get caught up in the energy of someone, maybe Catherine Kuhlman at that time, and he felt her love, her compassion, maybe that was enough, and maybe that was all it took. But to sustain it and go back to, let's say, this man's attitude and his beliefs in what was right and wrong, good and bad, was probably more than he could withstand, and he couldn't hold his water, as I call it. So there you are. It is interesting. While I was in India, I saw many things like this, and maybe one day I'll share it with you, Dale. But anyway, thank you for your kind phone call, and I'm sorry I don't remember everything, but I am very, very grateful that you contacted me and brought this subject up. Have the faith of a mustard seed, and you can move the mountain. but that requires consciousness and love. Thank you for listening. Be back on the air tomorrow. And as always, please forgive me.